RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
AFC North matchup. We certainly didn't make enough plays today, and they did. You got to compliment those guys on an outstanding winning effort, and it's back to work for us. We've been here before, and so certainly we got a big week ahead of us, man, in a big game in Akershire next weekend. They had a lot to do with it. They made some plays, and I'm never one not to compliment worthy opponents, man, and certainly they made plays today.
Yes, they did, but they're the number one ranked defense in the entire NFL, even with that offense that they have to put up with every single week. So, yeah, they made plays, but I think the Steelers helped them make plays along the way. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. Yeah, the Steelers contributed this by doing a bad job of scheming guys in better positions, a bad job of relying on the guys they should be relying on, Freiermuth, Gainwell. They ran the ball far less than I thought they would against a team that gives up more yards on the ground than they do in the passing game. So that's a game that they'll look back on, and it may be the one that denies them an opportunity. DK Metcalf has contributed to this with his two-game suspension. Just never should have gotten there, Austin. He did, and he's paying the price for it, and so are they. And so now, going into this last week, without a number two receiver and without a number one receiver, they have a bunch of guys who weren't on their roster to start the season.
So Jay Glazer said something very interesting on Fox yesterday, Bob, regarding – he talked to Mike Tomlin – regarding the reaction from Tomlin to Metcalf, his interaction
yes,
with the fan,
I knew
and
of this.
Much more. Here it is.
But I actually have the security communication between the Detroit Lions and Seattle Seahawks security from a game last year when DK Metcalf, when he was with the Seahawks, complained about that exact same fan to security. And at the time there, he asked that that fan be removed over very derogatory comments. I'm not going to repeat what the comments are that are on here. And obviously, guys, we don't condone ever hitting a fan or anybody else, but in this it says, when we investigated during the game, the individuals around him states and corroborated that the fan was being out of line and had indeed said these derogatory statements. They even asked us to remove the guy. The odd part of this also is that the Pittsburgh Steelers had no knowledge of this.
Okay, so that was last year. When Mike Tomlin found out about it this year, the incident happening, what was his reaction?
This was actually kind of funny. Where I was talking to Mike Tomlin about it this morning. He said, look, I was mic'd up. When you're mic'd up, nobody wants to talk to you. So I didn't know. Finally, Arthur Smith came over to him and wrote it on his call sheet. DK hit a fan, to which Mike Tomlin went, okay then. Can't make it up.
Yeah, you don't want to put what your reaction is on mics. That's the problem with those mics. You're always mic'd up, and everything you say can and will be recorded for who knows when. So, but the bottom line there, again, is that he should never have been put that. Did the NFL fail in what they did? The Players Association should have a problem with them. And the other thing is, if he noticed that same fan, the blue hair, and it's hard to miss him because, you know, he's one of those guys you just never want to deal with and thinks he's a superstar when, in fact, he's a clown. Then just tell the security again. Just say he's still here and he's doing stuff. Get him out of here. I reported him last year. You don't go over and take matters into your own hands. You just don't. It's a stupid thing to do. That's what he did, and he cost them two games of a suspension. But I think the league has some culpability in here as well.
Yeah, there's a lot to take away from that from Glazer, especially how Mike Tomlin found out about it is interesting. Why are we miking up coaches? As well,
they do
in
it
these
every,
situations.
It's routine.
I know
not
it is.
Not only him, quarterbacks, they're all mic'd.
or shouldn't there be some level
content by the NFL? They love it.
Shouldn't there be some level of transparency that the NFL, kind of like that, what the Steelers had with Hard Knocks, where they had final say over a lot of things that went out.
Right.
Don't they have the same thing with, if they tell Mike Tomlin this, like they can speak freely and not be worried about that going out?
I'm sure they could tell them, hey, we don't want this going out, but you never know. One day it might come out. It may not be that exact same day, but they keep things for many years. And well, some of that stuff does come out eventually.
Is Mike Tomlin like forced? Is he held at gunpoint to be mic'd up?
I think it's, I'd have to check into whether or not the NFL, I think it is something they prefer on all coaches.
I'm sure they
again,
prefer
for
it.
For the contact, for the content that they're looking for, which is also part of the overall money-making league that it is.
So,
they're always looking for reasons to sell something.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, but what I took from that from Glazer is that what DK Metcalf told James Harrison and told Ocho Cinco that they went on and said on their podcast about DK Metcalf, about the fan calling DK Metcalf a slur and also DK Metcalf's mom a slur, occurred last year when he was with Seattle.
Correct.
Okay. So that makes the argument from the fan that he was trying to have DK Metcalf apologize for what was said. It was said that the clarification just needs to be that it might not have been in this instance in Detroit. It was rather when Metcalf was playing for Seattle a year ago, not when he was playing
for regardless,
the Steelers.
I mean, he can go in and security people should take care of that. But there's no way that he should have gone over there and done it. That's on my point. That's on him. He shouldn't have done it. Just
correct.
Just ignore it and say, hey, that guy's here. I've told you about him last year. NFL, take action against him. And then just continue with the game. But that did not happen. 412-928-9370. We got a lot more calls we'll get to. We also have decisions.
We
and
do.
There are a lot of decisions.
And for decisions, we should welcome in John and Kennedy to join us.
John and Kennedy. Sounds like a familiar caller to our program. Hello, John.
Hey, Bob.
This is actually Martha in Washington, Bob. I don't know how that became John and Kennedy. How are you today?
You dog, you. You couldn't just resist it, huh? You're on vacation, and you still had to call into your own program.
I'm enjoying the show, Bob. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Can I take back my Steelers Super Bowl pick, please, from last week? Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, it changes. You have more evidence. You like to talk about evidence week to week. Joe, that was inexcusable. You can't lose to that team. I don't care what situation you're in or what situation they're in. You just can't lose that game.
That was horrifying. Why doesn't Limits want the coaches mic'd? That's great content.
That's what I told him. It's all about content.
What's your objection to that,
Limits? Well, it's not that. I just think that if you're Tomlin, you should be able to have the creative freedom because you were the one being mic'd up to where Arthur Smith should not be so scared to go over there and talk to him. He has to write it on a card. I would rather Tomlin be able to have that transparency and then just like they did for Hard Knocks, say, hey, don't use any of this. I don't want to see it out there. Like, I am wearing the mic.
I do want to see it out there. I do. It's great content. That's why they're mic'd up. Who cares what
and
he
the quarterbacks
wants?
Are all mic'd up, too. They put it in a place where you can't tell.
Look,
but
I like it personally. But if I was Mike Tomlin, that is the mandate that I would try to give. Like, look, I'm doing a favor for you. Like, I'm not being forced against my will to be mic'd up. This is not getting out there, just like they did for Hard Knocks.
All right,
here's
Joe.
The other thing.
Or John and Kennedy.
Here's the other
go
thing,
ahead.
Bob. And it's Martha. Please call me by my proper
Martha,
name.
I've been victimized so much by you and Pony, and I'm not. I'm afraid to take any calls now.
If Jay Glazer had this communication between the league and, I guess it was the Seahawks last year, then why didn't anybody know about it? How could the Steelers not know going into this game? Now, Glazer said they didn't know. How could there not have been extra security over there? And more to the
or
point,
or DK
Glazer,
could have reminded them, say, hey, I was here last year and I see that guy over there. You know, just don't take it into your own hands.
Well, no. He obviously made a terrible mistake, but there were many failures along the way.
Yes.
And the other thing is, Glazer, if you're going to go as far as to say, I have this communication from last year, and the language was vulgar, I think is the word he used. Okay, you don't want to say exactly what it was. Was it similar or exact to what was being reported? You got to at least tell people that, right, Bob?
Yes.
Otherwise, we don't know.
Yes. I mean, I expected a little bit more on that, absolutely. So,
why does he hold back if he has the exact language there? That's the other part that I didn't understand at all. And the league went too far with Metcalf, by the way, too, based on the Shaq Lawson example from 2 years ago. Shoved a fan in Philly, initiated the physical contact because of whatever the guy was yelling at him, and he didn't even get a fine from the league. So you go from no fine at all to two games. But that doesn't excuse Metcalf. I'm sorry, Bob.
No, I'm glad. What's your thought about Ravens Steelers now? Since you're down on them, do you think it's going to end this weekend, or do you think they'll somehow win?
It depends on a couple of things, doesn't it? Is TJ Watt going to play? That's A. And then B, is John Harbaugh going to use Derrick Henry, or is he more afraid of Derrick Henry than Mike Tomlin was of Myles Garrett yesterday?
Yeah, see, this is why, Joe, I said it's better, and Limits was surprised I said it, but I think philosophically it's easier when you have Tyler Huntley because you know you're going to rely on Derrick Henry and Patrick Ricard.
Right.
You know, just give him the ball until someone can stop him, and we saw at the end of last year in the wild card game against Baltimore the Steelers could not.
If I'm Harbaugh, first of all, the Ravens would have won the division by now if they hadn't ignored the fact that they have Michael Jordan on their team. If I'm Harbaugh, I don't leave that stadium without giving Derrick Henry the ball 35 times in that game. That would be my rule going in, is we don't leave without that guy carrying the ball or catching it 35 times. He has to touch it that many times. It's incredible what they've failed to do, having that guy on their team.
Well, having failed to do, the Steelers haven't used Freiermuth in any way that they should have either. So I think they failed in that regard yesterday again. Not until they needed him at the end of the first half, at the end of the game, did they go to him.
Just amazing that when they finally cut it loose at the end, they moved the ball right down the field. They were scared of Garrett the whole game. I don't know if you saw Brian Baldinger's breakdown. He said Myles Garrett was right when he said the Steelers were more concerned about Garrett than winning the game. I think that's a fact. And Exhibit A is late in the game. They're in a third and four, which is a passing situation 100% of the time practically in the NFL. And instead they did a running play to Gainwell to the far opposite side of Garrett. They played the whole game scared of that guy. It was really something to behold.
But don't they do that every time they play him? I mean, that's the whole idea.
No.
You don't want him to be a factor. So you scheme against.
If you have to shut down Myles Garrett to win, then how come he has 22 sacks and they're 4-12? Nobody else shuts him down. They just play their game. They figure he'll get his and we'll win. I've never seen a game plan like that. Rodgers got rid of the ball in a tenth of a second.
Right, but he's been doing that all year.
They passed away from him. They did everything else. They used Gainwell. They used up Gainwell to chip on Myles Garrett, thereby containing Gainwell on their own without the Browns having to do it. It was a scared game plan, a Myles Garrett-centered game plan. He ain't setting the record against us. Plus, we don't want him to beat us. Oh, my God, one guy, Myles Garrett. Asked earlier in the week, Mike Tomlin said, how come he never win in Cleveland anymore? He said, Myles Garrett, as if it's happening because of one guy. He must have forgotten about DTR's game-winning drive. He must have forgotten about Jacoby Brissett and Nick Chubb tearing them up.
Don't forget about Jameis Winston.
He must have forgot about Baker Mayfield and somebody, Odell Beckham, catching that ball a few years back. It's a hell of a lot more than just Myles Garrett that beats the Steelers in Cleveland. Tomlin must forget about what his defense has done there in recent games, too.
And that's the other thing.
I've never seen such a scared game plan in my life.
Right off the bat, you saw that defensively, where they were just, sitting back, not doing anything. They allowed Shedeur Sanders to pass the ball right down the field. They had six passes before Rodgers attempted one, and you wouldn't have expected that right off the bat. So they're down 10-0 to start. And while you may think, not you specifically, Joe, but Mike Tomlin thinks this and others also, that you should be able to overcome it, it's still a big part of the game. Your first quarters have put you in terrible positions when you can't respond to overcome it, and they never overcame it.
Just play the game. But get Kenneth Gainwell involved in the pass and run game more and have him not worry about occupying Myles Garrett. Seems to me, and I bet you behind the scenes, they were like, he ain't setting that record against us. That's TJ's record. I'm not saying they prioritize specifically the record over winning the game, but the idea of shutting down Garrett, not going anywhere near him the whole game, was the entire focal point of their game plan. And then finally, on the last drive, Rodgers said, screw it, I'm winging it down the field. And they were down the field about 80 yards in three plays.
Yeah, Absolutely. Because and they did that right before halftime, too. When they needed to get in field goal range, who do they go to? Pat Freiermuth, middle of the field. And they have Schwesinger, who's their best defensive player, not named Myles Garrett, who's on one leg, can't move. And they just let him out there the whole time with, like, not targeting him. Isn't that what, you know, when you lose a star cornerback, what do? They got an injury. They bring in some undrafted. What do? They throw at him every single time.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And I didn't see much of that.
Absolutely. I mean, other teams, it seems to me, say, you know what, Myles Garrett, it's like a basketball game. Do you see teams, when they play a bad NBA team, say, oh, we got to shut down their star player? No, they say, let the star player get his. The rest of the team stinks and we'll win. The game plan yesterday was just mind-boggling.
Yeah. So are you going to stay on the whole time here, Joe? Or if so, are you going to count this as a day of work?
I don't know. What should I do, Bob?
I count it as a day of work. I mean, you are working.
How was your Christmas?
It was good. It was nice. The grandkids all over the place. A lot of people over. It was fun just to hang out at home and eat, drink, and be merry.
Did you show everybody the new keychain I got you from the fan?
No, I did not. But I have it. I have it so that I, whenever I need it and feel like I'm missing you, or I'll have it. And so it's going to be a keepsake in my house.
It can be a good luck charm. And how about limits? Did you go home and show everybody the toddler Kenny Pickett jersey I got you and tell them it was too big?
It never came out of the bag.
No? That thing cost me a pretty penny.
We had more pressing things to discuss at Christmas dinner.
Bob, is this going to get ugly on Sunday? What if the Steelers lose by a couple of touchdowns?
Well, it'll get ugly. It'll bring us back through the Buffalo game, I think. And, yeah, I mean, honestly, they got to go out and make a statement here in this game. And if they do, what chance do you give them in the first round of the playoffs, depending on who they play? And right now it looks like it could be the Texans.
I mean, at this point, I'm flummoxed, Bob. I've gone from the season is over and so is the franchise, they might as well fold, to they're going to the Super Bowl. I don't know. I think if they're a healthy team at home in a playoff game with Watt and Metcalf and – I think a good quarterback. I mean, I don't know what happened yesterday. I think a good quarterback. I think they can beat whoever comes in here in the first round. But right now, man, right now they're in big, big, big trouble. Big trouble. They may not have Watt. They don't have Metcalf. Washington is gone. I can't imagine they're a confident team. And that's what you get for losing to the Cleveland blanking right. Browns.
They had everything set up.
Me?
That's the other thing,
Are
Joe.
Are you kidding me, Bob?
They could have had a week off, rest all your guys, take it easy, get ready, you know. And now it's going to be, you know how these games go, right? They're physical. Every way, they're going to be banged up by the end of it, and they got probably a short turnaround into their first playoff game if they should win.
Right. That's right. And this is what they did to them. They did this to themselves. They lost to Shedeur Sanders. Are you kidding me? They should have had two picks. He threw two.
He's
As far as I'm concerned, he threw two pick sixes. The fact that Jack Sawyer never made it to the end zone and Nick Herbig dropped one isn't my problem. He threw two pick sixes, one of the worst moon ball interceptions you'll ever see in your life, and another interception. He's horrible. They have no run game. They have no offensive line. They have very few receivers. Their best receiver, tight end, got hurt on that touchdown
right.
play. I mean, they were playing. How do you lose that game?
I don't know, but they did. And no touchdowns, and now here they are. Wasted opportunity, which will have ripple effects down the road, no question about it. John and Kennedy, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, John.
I know. You can't wait to get rid of me, Bob.
No, I don't know if you're supposed to stay on or not. Are you going to stay on?
What do you mean, for the rest of the show?
Yeah, I don't know what your plan is. You tell me.
I don't have a plan. I thought I would call in. You guys were doing a great show. Limits was firing off opinions left and right. And I figured I would call in to chime in and ask if I could change my Super Bowl pick around.
Yeah, and so what would it be now?
I don't know. What's your New Year's resolution, Bob?
I actually don't make resolutions. I used to, but I don't anymore because I never follow through on them. So I say it's a waste of time. Joe, is simply this. Just be happy and healthy. If I can achieve those two things, then I think I'm a pretty rich person. That's it. Simple. As simple as the Ravens game plan will be this week. Follow Patrick Ricard with Derrick Henry.
Well, you raised an interesting question. Would you rather face Lamar or Huntley? Like, who gives the Steelers a better chance to win? I'm not so sure that I wouldn't rather see Lamar at this point, which sounds crazy.
No, I know. I just talked to that with Austin about that. I think it just makes John Harbaugh's job a little easier because he knows who he has to go to, whereas this year there have been four different games where they did not run him enough. I thought it cost them fourth quarter leads.
Bob, does Limits have a New Year's resolution? Suddenly he's gone silent.
He went, he's been working back there. He does a lot of stuff. I watch every day, and he's got a new haircut, too, so go ahead.
I don't know, Joe. Do you have any recommendations for me for your New Year's resolution? I feel like you have one.
No, I'm open to anything, Limits, at this point. I think perhaps wearing that Kenny Pickett toddler jersey might spice things up for you a little.
I'm wearing a Pinstripe Bowl t-shirt that I got at the game, Joe.
Oh, my God. You went to that game?
Yeah, I went and visited New York for a couple days. It was awesome.
My condolences. Anything you choose will be fine, Limits. And I'll see you on Wednesday, or maybe not. How
no,
about you, Bob? Will you be in
here
Wednesday?
No, I'm off the rest of the week. I got a lot of stuff planned with the family, John.
John and Kennedy.
Thank you, Bob. Happy New Year.
I look
year,
forward
Limits.
To seeing you. We'll have a lot to talk about next Monday for sure when we reconvene together here. So we'll see what happens on Sunday
Goodbye,
Night
Bob.
Football. John and Kennedy, ladies and gentlemen, a.k.a. Joe Starkey. Hey, Bob, is on the line. And now he's off to the rest of his vacation today and tomorrow. All right. We have a lot of people online. Let's just get a couple of quick calls before we take a break here, Austin. I know they've waited for a while here. So,
all right. Here's Dino in Scott Township.
Hey, Dino. What's up?
About time. I finally, first time caller, I get to talk to the legendary Bob Pompiani. How you doing, Bob?
Dino, it's great to hear your voice, and thanks. I hope you're not a last-time caller.
Oh, no, not at all. I talked to Pony and Morris quite a few times. But back to the Steelers and Tomlin, I agree with Joe. Like, I don't know how you do not go into this game and throw the kitchen sink at them, knowing that you're without DK Metcalf for the two games, possibly without TJ Watt, uncertain on his situation, and just not throw the kitchen sink at them. And, like, this is your go all or go home type of game to get yourself into the playoffs. I just don't get it. The game plan to me was just ludicrous.
It was too too conservative, and it didn't feature enough of what they needed to do. And again, I'm not going to let defense off the hook. You can say, well, they only gave up 13 points and one touchdown. That's too many for that offense. That offense ain't very good, and they're banged up, and they don't have playmakers really anywhere. And the one guy they did, he caught a touchdown on a pass that should have been intercepted, and he ends up re-aggravating his groin.
Yeah, it just was an all-around just crappy play calling and scheme to me. Just a lot of the play calls, I mean, these end-arounds, the Jonnu Smith, a line of scrimmage throw to Jonnu Smith, I'm just over that. Like, that play hasn't worked since we had Antonio Brown, yet we see it three times a game. It just don't make sense to me.
Yeah, well, listen, I thought there should have been deeper playbooks. Go come up with something, especially, and thanks for the call, Dino. I appreciate you being a first-time caller, and happy holidays to you, but why not come up with something different? Even if it's just kind of, you know, speed up, quick, hurry up. Do anything to get them off their game a little bit. And when you, especially after two interceptions, which puts you in prime position. Did you know, Austin, they did not go to the red zone all game until the very end? That was it. That was their only trip.
Well, they didn't score a touchdown. Like, but they couldn't move the ball. You would have thought that the Browns were the 85 Bears the way that they played that game. And Cleveland has been vulnerable against other teams this year, Bob.
That's what I mean. And they didn't even give it an opportunity to work. So now they put themselves in a quandary here. They have to win this game, and they have to go all out in it as opposed to having a kind of a nice, relaxing approach to the playoffs.
Well, think about this. This great defense for Cleveland, and yes, it is a very good defense, gave up 31 points in a loss to Tennessee.
They did.
Cam Ward put up 31 on them. The Bears also put up 31 on them. Buffalo put up 23 on them. Those were just the three games prior to this one, where a Steelers offense that was averaging 28 points per game in their last three doesn't even score a touchdown and only posts 6 points.
Yeah, it's unacceptable for the magnitude of the game.
The Jets scored 27 on them this year.
I know. I mean, they give up points, but some of those are, you know, pick sixes the other way. But their defense overall against the pass has been good. They've given them a lot of runs on the ground that have killed them.
All right, Bob, here is Doug. Doug is in McMurray.
Now he's on the fan. Hey, Doug.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk about Tomlin, but I do want to start off by saying it's nice to hear Starkey actually objectively critique the Steelers in the light that they should be viewed. He actually did a very good job with that.
You mean John, don't you?
Yeah, John Kennedy.
Okay.
Because I think he's just been missing the mark on this team the past 3 weeks. I mean, they really should have lost to the Lions on the last play of the game if it wasn't for, you know, that funky call or even a couple plays before that with the OPI. So I don't think his analysis of the Steelers prior to this game was accurate, and he did a great job objectively finally viewing them.
Well, I think he's been critical of them pretty much all year. I think he got, like a lot of people, with three-game win streak, and it's easy to get enticed into thinking this is what it is. And have they made, you know, you go to Detroit, not many people thought they'd win the way they did when they dominated them in the third quarter. So, you know, your expectations changed a little bit, and I think that's what happened.
Yeah, but sometimes you still got to try to view it, you know.
Correct.
Don't ride the highs and don't ride the lows. But I wanted to talk about Tomlin, and I think you actually kind of shook your head in the post-game yesterday when I was watching after the game. Like, Tomlin just doesn't take any responsibility. It's never his fault. It's always the defense or the offense, or we didn't properly execute. Getting tired listening to Tomlin not take any responsibility. Like, how about one time saying, hey, this is on me. I did a bad job. I didn't discipline DK Metcalf. That's the same problem we had with Pickens. I couldn't control Pickens in the locker room. He can't discipline his team. He's a player's coach. And there's,
well, Doug, we're having problems with your connection there, but thanks for the call. And you know, I expected that yesterday, honestly. I thought that would be the first thing that he would say, just because it's all about coaching. It's all about the head coach in those kinds of situations, and that's just the way it is. So bottom line now, they have a chance like Baltimore does. They got a second life. The Steelers have given them that second life. They have to snuff it out if they can on Sunday night, and they'll have a chance to do it at home. It will be a playoff game. Playoffs start early for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and this is where it begins. 412-928-9370. We have decisions coming up. We're going to talk to Rob Long down in Baltimore, his thoughts about this matchup and what people in Baltimore are saying.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
He had eligibles on the play, and certainly he was one of them, and he's a capable guy. I got no qualms about us playing to win the game in the way that we did.
That's Mike Tomlin talking about three consecutive passes to Marquez Valdez-Scantling at the end of the game. Yeah, he's eligible, but he was a guy who wasn't even on your roster here but a few weeks ago. He's been cut a couple of times on the practice squad. Because of injury, got an opportunity to play mostly and a relationship with Aaron Rodgers. That's not a reason to ignore other guys who were eligible, and I thought Kenny Gainwell was one of them, and Pat Freiermuth should have been targeted much more, especially down there at the game. 412-928-9370. We have some decisions to talk about in this game. You want to do a couple of quick phone calls first, and then we'll get into them? Because I know a lot of guys have been waiting here for a while, and I hate to do that to you if you're waiting that long.
Take Matt in San Francisco.
San Francisco, home of the 49ers, who might get the number one seed and host a Super Bowl. How about that?
That is right. Good morning, gents. Morning, Bob. Good to hear your voice.
Hey,
Matt. I've been on before, but not when you are. So this is extra special. But
thank you.
Yeah, you bet. All kinds of takes, which I'm sure you know. You guys have been hearing all morning, and we'll hear all day. But you know, starting with that game yesterday, and I've been a user since 1975, and I've seen a lot. And what you know, before that game, I knew we weren't going to win that game. And here's why: Mike Tomlin is masterful at not bucking dubious trends. He has not won there in what now 6 years.
Well, it's 1-6-1 without Ben Roethlisberger. They haven't won in 5 or 6, right?
Yeah, I think it goes back to 21 was the last time we won in Cleveland. Maybe a little bit further back, but in any regard, I'm looking at that game going, it ain't gonna happen. You know, you've got a menace on the other side, just licking his chops to break our guy's sack record. And Cleveland has nothing else to play for, you know, and one of the most dangerous teams to play are those. And the play calling, this is what Mike Tomlin seems to do. He has this tendency to beat the teams that we probably shouldn't be viewed upon to beat before the games, but every time it's an inferior opponent, this is what he does, especially when it matters most. And as far as that last play, you know, that miss to MVS, I don't know if you guys saw it, but Kenny G was sitting at the two,
yep,
so wide open, wide he open. Could have caught the ball and rolled in for the score.
And he likes, Rodgers normally likes Kenny Gainwell. He does. He looks for him, and he was their leading receiver the last two games, and in this game, an afterthought almost. So, yeah.
That is correct. And so what I saw, in addition to that being, and we've seen some bad ones, gents, but that might have been the worst offensive output I've ever seen out of a Steelers unit ever.
Well,
and, you know,
I can go back and find some similar to that, but you're right. They didn't have many weapons to begin with, and Metcalf's suspension is killer, and it may be again.
Yep.
Austin out, and you got three guys who really are afterthoughts. All due respect to them. They've had their share of good years, but this they're there because they just needed warm bodies. You know?
Warm bodies. And, that's it. So, in my opinion, now coming into, you know, for the Ravens, now, you know, as far as sports betting wise, a lot of that money is going to shift on the Ravens. The popular money is going to go there. Watch the sharp money, because this is the type of game where no one's going to give us a shot. Don't be shocked if we win it.
Yeah, I wouldn't
be. I don't know how.
I wouldn't be, but you're right. There'll be something that comes up. And Matt, thank you for the call from San Francisco. Up against a little bit of time constraints here, but we appreciate it. Call again. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, but they're underdogs. They like that. They'll use that. Next thing you know, they could win a game, and then we'll see what happens afterwards. All right, we got decisions. Austin, this was a game of so many decisions.
Yes, and, man, it's kind of hard which one to start with. Let's go with MVS three consecutive times.
At the end of the game.
Goal to go, ended the game, where there was miscommunication on what looked to be an in cut, but he ran out on one of the plays. There was obviously the final play that it was a 50-50 ball, where I don't remember the last time MVS has won one of those. If it was DK Metcalf, I'd feel a little bit more comfortable with it, but still don't like the route concept there. Mm-hmm. And the other one, too, we had two instances that we saw where MVS and Rodgers were just not on the right page. So I guess it's just, we'll go back to him again. Oh, then third time's the charm. Instead of Gainwell, who is open, maybe he doesn't get in. But I still think that it's a higher quality opportunity with Gainwell streaking towards the end zone over the middle of the field. If he breaks off one tackle, he's in, than MVS in a contested ball like that. I just think that Rodgers' decision-making in those moments were very poor.
Yeah, he did not have a good game at all. He missed guys. I think he was trying to force it too much to a guy he's played with before. But it takes time to get involved. The fact that he was the leading target guy was a mistake in my view. I still think I go back to the simple stuff of Gainwell and Freiermuth were your two best players coming in. With all these other absences, they should have gone to a more.
The next decision that really made me scratch my head was the play to Scotty Miller on 4th and 1. They throw a 50-50 ball. Again, a 50-50 ball. It was on the far sideline to Scotty Miller where the ball was thrown out of bounds by Rodgers.
It was a bad throw.
At the 22-yard line, you could have just kicked the field goal in what was a 10-3 game at that point. To the point where you kick the field goal, you get closer, but still, you want to score a touchdown there. My big problem with this, Bob, was why are you not running the tush push? You have been so successful in that Spartan-like play. Mm-hmm. I know Darnell Washington is hurt. You can't find anybody else to push Connor Hayward forward?
Or do a sequence off like they have been doing. They could do a lot of different things from that. And I'm telling you, one day, Aaron Rodgers, who's sitting back there waiting, it just looks like he's taking himself out of the game. You watch one day, he'll have an impact on one of those tush pushes. It'll be another sequencing. But, yeah, I would have preferred that just because they've had success with it. You're down there. And it wouldn't have disappointed me if they decided to kick a field goal there either. I would have taken those points, given how this game was kind of unfolding.
Yeah, I would have either taken the points, but the number one thing on my mind would have been to run the tush push again. They've done so well with it.
Yeah.
So
since they adopted it as their own and want to do stuff with it, they've been very good.
It makes me think this. Are they just – they've been so Darnell Washington reliant this year, whether it's as a pass-catching tight end or mainly just blocking. do they think that much of Darnell Washington where it's not Connor Hayward in the way that he is able to push ahead on like a quarterback sneak, but it's Darnell Washington, all 300 pounds of him that push him ahead, and that's the main reason why the play is successful?
Well, not Connor Hayward? I don't know. I don't think they can rely on one guy that much that way. I think there are other guys. No, and that's my point. Whether he's in there or not, they still should have success with it based on how they've run it.
So why isn't Pat Freiermuth behind him pushing?
It could be.
Why isn't an offensive lineman
eligible pushing back there?
Any
of those guys who weigh 300 pounds, put him back there and tell him to push.
You want to play that game? Why don't you have Keanu Benton come in and push him forward? Or Y.A. Black? It would serve a similar purpose.
Sure.
Why go away from the play despite having one player miss action? I think that it was coaching malpractice.
Next decision.
The next decision that came to my mind was the decision on 4th and 10 to go for it with about 2 minutes left. You still have all 3 timeouts. So in doing that, you basically give Cleveland a field goal where if you punt the ball away, you score a touchdown, you win the game, where you would have scored a touchdown, maybe you go for 2 and win it. Or you play for overtime. They probably would have played for overtime, but who knows? Hindsight's 20/20 now. Was it the right decision, Bob, to go for it on 4th down and 10 where the ball was batted at the line of scrimmage? You gave Cleveland a free field goal where it was their only point to the second half. Well, or should they have punted it away and just had their defense stop Cleveland?
I could be okay with
Cleveland?
That call if because I think there's no way Cleveland's going to move the ball at all after that. I would have kicked it and maybe done that. Absolutely. But I also don't have a problem necessarily at that point because they haven't mustered anything offensively. They got to get and keep possession if they wanted to. That was less of an offensive thing for me than some of these other ones. But yeah, I would have punted. My choice there would have been punted 3 timeouts. I could do what I got to do with those things. As it turned out, they had to use them at the end of the game where they're just trying to kill the clock so that Cleveland would set up a field goal. And even that I thought was a mistake by Cleveland. I thought, you know, if you're going to run the ball, fine. Just don't run it the same way 3 straight times. Because you're leaving a minute 40 on the clock with Aaron Rodgers, who's capable of moving down the field, which he did. You know, you could have put the game over and done with there. And what are they, a 3-win team? What the hell do you have to worry? Just try to put the game away at that point.
Yeah, but I mean, if I'm the Browns, or if I'm a Browns fan, I'm applauding what Cleveland did. The Steelers are giving you 3 free points.
Right, but they're also going to get the ball back with a minute 40 left with a chance to tie the game because it's only a 1-possession game.
Right, but the defense of Cleveland has dominated the Steelers mainly because of how they played.
Guess what?
But also the game plan.
In that situation with no timeouts, they moved all the way down effortlessly to the 15-10-yard line. And I knew that would be the case because typically when you're in that, those defensive players who are always on – you know, aggressively trying, they're going to go away from it. It's just an epidemic in the NFL where they play prevent defense.
Right.
They know what's ahead of them, so they're going to give you stuff with an opportunity to win a game. I would not have preferred that if I was a Cleveland fan. I would have tried to go for the jugular right there so they never touch the ball again.
Yeah, you could, but then that would eliminate the Steelers having to use another timeout and what would have been more valuable in that situation. I think if the Steelers had another timeout in that goal-to-go situation, maybe that would have helped them with play calling. Maybe it would have made something a little bit different or the way that they manage the clock.
There's so many things that could have changed the outcome of the game. That's what we're trying to describe here for you guys, and that's it. This game could have been a win in so many different ways.
This DK
Metcalf to capitalize was critical.
This DK Metcalf situation has really screwed them, hasn't it, Bob?
Yeah, it is. And he's largely for what's happened here because it's changed everything they do offensively.
By my own ignorance, I didn't think that there was much of any chance that they lost this game in Cleveland, and I understood what the history was, of course. I thought they were different. But no, they're the same old
I thought they were, too. And just as you said,
hasn't changed.
Cleveland, as good as their defense has been, they did give up 31 points to Tennessee. They did give up 20-some points to Buffalo. They to get no touchdowns against, and given what was at stake of that game, is just something that's I never would have thought that would happen. I really was convinced somehow, just because more of Cleveland's terrible offense, they'd win that game.
How about they went at Denzel Ward like 3 times in that series, too? So you're
and I thought Tyson Campbell was probably their best corner yesterday. He was all over plays early in that game.
He played very well, but Denzel Ward's a guy. Like, he's a dude. He's a great corner. You don't go at him in that situation.
With Marquez Valdez-Scantling, again, a good player in his prime, but this is past his prime. 1250 mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. Over 50 years for that. And today's weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh choice for affordable legal solutions. High of 33, Merrill Hodge, we've changed from that one. Low of 23, we stick with Joe Hayden on that one. When we come back, we're going to have one of our favorite guys, Rob Long from Baltimore, weigh in. And again, those of you who've called and held on, I appreciate you doing that. I just wish we had more time to get into your calls. We may at the end of the Rob Long interview, but that's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour right here on the Pomp and Joe Show. Back with more after an Austin headline after this.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.